Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
No matter what you do, there's that voice of your mom in your head saying that one thing. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. This guy was about to win a race because a guy in front of him stopped ahead of the finish line and he pushed him across because he just knew in the back of his head there's that mom thought of, is this the right way to win? So how about you? 888-888-9976. What's in the back of your head from your mom? Jessica's with us from New Mexico.
So my mom always sang "Seek Ye First" to me. And I remember in high school getting ready for, I was going to a party, and she just walked in the room behind me and just, "Seek Ye First." And as I drove to the party, her voice was in my head, and I turned around and I went back home.
Wow. You know, especially when what your mom said is put to music.
Right. She sang it so much better, but I always appreciate, and to this day, her voice is in my head.
Oh, I remember that song and singing that song in church and camp. Yep.
That's a good one.
You're like, I can't get away with anything. So if someone prays for patience, do you think God gives them patience? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Or does God give them an opportunity to be patient? We found this little article about this. It goes on to say, if they pray for courage, does God give them courage or the opportunity to be courageous? If someone prays for a better family relationship, do you think God zaps them into a warm, fuzzy feeling? Or does he give them the opportunity to love one another? What if we reframe the way our prayers are answered? Now, I will say this. The Bible does say that if you pray for his will, you know that you have the petition that you've asked of him. So if you're praying God's will, I know that he will help you get there. But how does he help you get there?
Yeah.
Now, these questions can lead into what I call hyper-Calvinism, where God plans everything for you. Every intimate thing. The one thing to keep in mind is he's never going to be a part of sin to help you with something.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's a good question. What do you think about that? 888-888-9976.
I remember I was in my car praying because I can be like so quick to just jump on people and be a little bit unkind. And I was like, Lord, I just make me a more kind person. And immediately, during the middle of the prayer, I was presented with an opportunity to react kindly when somebody threw their car door open on mine, like just full force into it. And I missed my opportunity. And I looked back and I went, oh. God kind of gave me the opportunity I asked for to like be patient and to be kind. And I blew it. Yeah. I blew it right there. But I think, you know, in some instances, I don't know that this is always the case, but I think maybe it's a good way to kind of show you that you have him inside of you. You have the ability to do these things through him.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Right. And that's what the Bible does promise too, by the way.
Yeah.
How often do you hear people say, don't pray for patience because that'll happen. And this whole idea turns it around and says, no, God is going to supply for you. And I really like that so much better than saying, you know, don't pray for patience, don't pray for this or that, because it'll like God is waiting to zap you instead of giving you ministry opportunities, because it becomes other focused.
You know, that's kind of what I was saying earlier, Sally, but you said it so much better. I don't think God's in the zapid business.
Yeah.
What I do think is we live in a really goofed up fallen world where people are constantly doing wrong things. You're not going to have any lack of opportunity if you're looking for patience to
be patient.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's just there all the time. But I think you're more aware of it when you pray. You're more aware of the opportunity and probably more aware of how you should act. I don't know. What do you think about that? It's an interesting thought. Is God zapping us? Or are we just more aware of all of the negativity around us or just opportunities to be better?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Time for little laughs. Little kids telling their jokes at 888-888-9976. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Abby.
Abby, that's my daughter's name. That's cool. How old are you, Abby?
6.
6 years old.
So grown up.
Yes, you're right, Sally. So grown, so much to have achieved so far.
I mean,
you've been in kindergarten already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and where are you calling from?
Florida, Michigan.
Michigan, all right. And you have a joke for us?
Yes.
Tell us your joke.
What's a tree's favorite drink?
Oh, a tree, when it wants to drink, what is its favorite drink? Well, you'd think water. Maybe they want Coke instead. Well, what is it?
Root beer.
Root beer!
Yes!
Of course! And I guess Barks would be the best one!
Yes!
Allie Worthington, she's our guest today. She's known for helping women reach their dreams in business and in life. She's a speaker, podcaster, business coach. She's written the book, Remaining You While Raising Them, The Secret Art of Confident Motherhood. And what we're about to talk here about is something I think dads deal with as well. Mom guilt. Where does it come from?
I sent out a survey to learn about the women in my audience, what they were going through, what life looks like. And over 1,000 women joined in with this in-depth survey of life. And then I asked, what is the single biggest factor of mom guilt? Is it from you? Is it from your spouse? Is it our mothers or mother-in-law? What is it? And the single biggest factor was social media. Not only do we have the pressure that culture puts on mothers and we put on ourselves, now we have this phone in our hands where we open it up and we are inundated with pictures, people we know, people we don't know, of people's highlight reels. And even though we know it's their highlight reel, we see the picture and everyone's in matching clothes and everyone's clean and they're smiling and even the dog is smiling. And meanwhile, we have a toddler or a teen having a tantrum and the dog has thrown up on the carpet because it ate a sock and we want to throw our phone across the room. So you have all of these pressures coming together plus social media, and it has caused the majority of moms to feel like they're failing in some way.
You know, I don't know if I'm unusual, but I deal with dad guilt. These thoughts of, are you measuring up? Are you really a good dad? So many things you could be doing and you're not doing them. And it's, I don't like it.
Lots of room for that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that, but to know that it comes from social media, that's interesting. It's a stronger now today probably than 15 years ago because you were, well, you know, our keeping up with the Joneses back then just had to be what you observed with your neighbors. But now you've got, it's true. Does anybody, how often we put pictures up that are really downgrading who we are, unless you're really poking fun at yourself. Most of it's like, you went on a wonderful outing and everyone's got this wonderful thing that happened and, you know.
Nobody sees that the kids are in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you overcome that yourself? Have you figured out how to deal with mom guilt? Love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. Hey, coming up very soon, someone is going to have an opportunity to nominate a teacher for a $500 gift card. So that's on the way. You have the opportunity to nominate a teacher to win a $500 gift card. Tell us about that amazing teacher in your life. 888-888-9976. Roger is with us from Arizona. Tell us.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about not just one, not two, but five great teachers that all belong to the same family.
Well, how are we going to do this? What if they all win?
Well, if they all win, then they just get $100 each, right?
All right, well, go ahead.
So my youngest daughter is a Spanish 1, Spanish 2 teacher, and she goes out of her way to make the class fun, like teaching the class salsa. She gets partnered with the school dance teacher. My older daughter is a first grade teacher, and the kids just love her, especially since she also works at Dairy Queen's. And then my oldest son, he is a special needs parapro. I never would have thought he had the patience to do that, but he just absolutely loves the special needs kids that he works with.
Uh-huh.
And then there's my wife, who encourages dozens and dozens of kids because she is the cross-country coach in the fall, and then she is the track coach in the springtime, and she also works for the Vail School District. Then I work with a defense contractor, and I train active duty members on advanced weapons and technology.
Wow. You know, if only your family was into education.
And caring for others, you know?
Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear your story. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Brian is with us. Tell us what happened.
When I was 15, I had that brain surgery for something that I was born with. And then due to family pressure and stuff, I went back to playing football after that.
Due to family pressure, meaning this wasn't advised, but they wanted you to anyway?
Yes.
Oh,
because of head injuries in football. Yeah. Wow.
I'm almost 41 now. So this was back in, 1995.
Pre-concussion protocol.
Correct. So I go back to playing football, and almost a year to the day, I take a shot to the top of the head, just literally lay there in a fetal position for a long time, not even able to make a crying sound. Everything hurts so bad, and training staff, coaches, family were telling me, it's just repercussions from the surgery, kind of stop being a baby, let's push through it.
Went
for an entire year after that, and the next year had a really severe concussion, went down, and they found that I had broken a bone in my neck.
Ooh.
And this was right around, I don't know if you remember, right around the same time that Christopher Reeves broke his neck.
Oh, I remember.
That was a big deal.
Horseback riding.
Ended up not being able to breathe, and he was on so I broke the same bone.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Ooh.
They just told me, they said, listen, we have no medical understanding or reasoning for you to be able to breathe on your own.
Wow.
For your neck to be stable the way it is. We don't understand why the broken bone did not collapse in towards your spinal column. It was just kind of miraculous.
No paralysis?
No.
Praise
nothing.
God.
God's still in the business of miracles.
That's right.
And you're one of them.
Yeah, thank you.
So what's your good news? What is God doing in your life? We want to hear about it. Call right now. 888-888-9976. Did you know that God has a telephone number?
Oh.
What?
I love this. A dad was talking to his daughter, and he taught her when she was little that God's telephone number is Jeremiah 33:3. Call into me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you do not know.
I love that.
Isn't that adorable?
Yes.
I guess I could add to that. God lives at an address, and he has a door that you can knock on.
Yes.
Yes. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you.
Yes.
What a great way to help a child remember verses.
I know.
They get you through the things that you face in daily life.
It's pretty smart.
And just make God very real.
Yeah.
And, the understanding that is our everyday life.
Sure.
I like it.
So do you have anything like that? That's kind of fun. I'd like to hear yours if you got some. That's cute. God's telephone number, Jeremiah 33:3. Give us a call, 888-888-9976.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Talk about mom guilt earlier. I found out the number one cause of mom guilt is social media. Comparing yourself to what you see out there. So how do you deal with that? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Rhonda's with us. How about yourself?
Well, one thing I've learned is to stay off of social media. Either that or just disregard a lot of the positive things you see because, people won't post negative things for the most part.
Okay, so where does your mom guilt come from then?
When I see my kids fail at something, I feel like, did I not do something? Did I not prepare them adequately for something when they were younger?
Mm-hmm.
I give a lot of it to God because, for one thing, I know that I'm not perfect, and I didn't have that great of a childhood when I was younger. My mom was a harsh, critical person, and so I tried to turn that guilt into a learning moment think about, okay, how could I have done that better? I won't do that again because that caused this problem. A lot of prayer, mm-hmm. a lot of confession to the Lord, you know, about when I do mess up. And then asking my kids for forgiveness. That's a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one.
I will say from the perspective of a daughter who has a mom, a single mom who deals with that, looking back and going, what could I have done differently to make things better for her? I remember a mother that was at every single choir concert, every single play I was in. She chaperoned for every contest that I went to. And she really doubts herself in the area of my mental health concerns. Like, what on earth could I have done differently? But I look back and I see a mom who got me help the second she realized I was in crisis and who got herself help to realize how to be able to walk me through that as well.
Yeah. I think that unless our parents were tyrants, I think we tend to remember more positive.
Absolutely.
Yes. Than the negative. Mm-hmm. So maybe mom tucked that away in your head.
Yeah.
That really your kids aren't viewing you the way you are.
Exactly. You done good.
Yeah. Way to go, Mom. Mm-hmm. Family Life Radio.
I have a joy report I was hoping I could share with you.
Well, yeah, can't wait to hear it.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Who's this?
My name's Julie, and I'm calling from Michigan. I just wanted to tell you guys that you guys are my joy report for today.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys fill me every day with a spirit. I work from home, and so I'm alone with my animals. You guys just fill me. I feel God's presence. You make me laugh every day.
Sweet.
And it gives me peace to start my day.
Thank you. You said you're there with your animals.
Yeah, I have 4 dogs and 2 cats.
Oh, Misty's face just lit up.
Like a Christmas tree. I love it. You sharing about your little family of animals there, that's my joy report today because I'm so happy after hearing all this.
Exactly.
Well, good.
We're both dog people.
Yeah.
I haven't quite crossed over to being a cat person.
Oh, I love cats. At one point, my husband and I had 5 dogs, 4 cats, a parrot, 2 parakeets, and a bearded dragon.
Oh, my goodness. It's a menagerie.
Yep. Yeah. That's what my family called it, the Jordan Menagerie. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, how fun. Thanks for being part of our friends and for listening and calling and brightening our day.
You're very welcome. You have a blessed day.
What is your joy? What's bringing you joy today? We'd love to hear it. 888-888-9976.
Little kids, they pick up on a lot of stuff. Gage is with us from Big Rapids, Michigan. Tell us what happened.
You know, I take strength in that Jesus himself said that unless you accept the kingdom of heaven like that of a child, you know, you'll never inherit it. Just so much to learn from kids. And my son, he's 5 years old. And, you know, that with the hustle and bustle of life, sometimes I get frustrated and I have this habit of kind of mumbling under my breath when something upsets me. And he'll just look at me and go, Dad, Jesus can hear you.
Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show, you can just go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.